everybody. This is Joe Hu. It's the Joe Hu Show here on BBS Radio. Now, for those of you new to the show, I'm sure you're not new to BBS Radio, but those of you new to the show, the Joe Hu Show, my name is Joe Hu, and I'm known as a voice natural direct sensitive. What's that? Well, when I hear a person's voice, I start to see things behind my eyes. I've been doing it my whole life. I've been in radio and television worldwide since about 1985, boy, going way back. And it's been a remarkable experience in my whole life. And the ability I have is probably, it's definitely on both sides of my family. And it's a form of spirituality. We all have it. I mean, we all have intuition, gut feeling, hunches, whatever you want to call it, you know. We all have it. Some people are good doctors. Some people are good lawyers. I'm pretty good at this. So I'm a voice natural. So what happens is if you call the show tonight before I give out the numbers, all I need to hear is just your first name and the month of your birth, okay? And the reason why I ask, those are two things I can ask you that open up, you know, your mind and allow me to see things. I see past, present, future. I can also see people through you. Those are, like I said, those are two very simple things. When I started on the radio years ago, the host would say, well, I would say, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself. And, of course, they'd tell me too much, and I tried favorite color, and they hemmed and hawed about that, what kind of car they drive, they, you know. So the producer said, why don't you just go ahead and ask the month of their birth? I said, well, that's astrology. And he said, no, you have to have the birthday. So I do know nothing about astrology. So your first name and the month only of your birth. I may ask you where you're calling from. That helps, too. You know, I'm calling from California, Chicago, New York, wherever. Okay? Again, our call-in numbers are for the USA. We have a toll-free number, which is 877-270-8714. Again, for the U.S., it's 877-270-8714. There's also a direct line for the USA, and that's 530-413-4515. And for our friends in Canada, the toll-free number is 888-228-4494. Again, that's 888-228-4494. And a direct line from Canada is area code 530-413-4515. Now, those numbers are on the website, bbsradio.com. They're on the page, so I'm sure you can see them. And so when you call in, we'll just go ahead and talk to you, okay? I'm talking to you now live from the Illinois area. I'm sure you've all heard of O'Hare Field, the big airport over there. And even though I grew up in the city of Chicago, I kind of moved out a little bit more rural. So I'm about west of O'Hare, southwest of O'Hare, maybe about 20 miles, not far at all. It's just quieter on the side of the airport than it is the other side of the airport. But like I was telling you, I'm a voice natural direct. And it's an ability that is not as common as people think. You know, some people read tarot cards. Some people actually use crystals, you know, and some people are into psychometry. And that's really all our tools to focus in. You know, it's not the tarot cards they're actually reading. They're getting, they're focusing, their abilities are coming through them into the cards. Same thing with crystals. When they gaze into a crystal, their abilities are being transferred into there, you know. And mine just happens to be when I hear a person's voice. And I start to see things behind my eyes. The best way I can explain it, I just see words, colors, pictures, things like that. And it's a very unique ability, and I really enjoy it very, very much. And by the way, that was not my life's work, because I grew up with it. To me, I thought it was just a normal thing. I thought everybody could do it. But not the case, obviously. Everybody has it. You know, you can't teach anybody to be psychic. You can't do that. But you can teach people how to bring out the abilities they have. You see? I mean, gee whiz, how many times, you know, you have to make a decision and you use your brain power and you argue and you finally make up your mind and let's say the decision that you made was opposite, you know, and with the first one that you're supposed to make, and then you knew it, you know. It's like, God, I knew that. Why didn't I do it, you know? Or I thought so. Or things like that. If you thought it, knew it, why didn't you do it? You know, why didn't you go by that feeling? Perception is spontaneous, very quick. And I think one of the big reasons is because we're always taught that if you can't feel it, taste it, smell it, or touch it in the mainstream world, it's not real. Well, that's not true. And everybody, all my listeners and people, even if you doubt it, it's true. You know, I mean, they talk about, oh, look at dogs have a sixth sense. You know, women's intuition. Everybody has it, the abilities. You know, the interesting thing is accessing it. And by the way, in any heightened state of emotion, it's a very interesting thing. If you're angry, if you're sad, if you're happy, if you're, you know, whatever emotion you're in, and if that emotion is heightened, any emotion is really heightened, your perceptions also rise accordingly. Why? Because it's an emotional response. It works on the same side of the brain. And it's kind of another ability we have. It's a tool we have, and unfortunately, you know, people don't use it because they're, you know, it's drummed into your head that you can't. I mean, gee whiz, just think in a normal course of a day, just a regular working day, you know, you get up in the morning and you get ready for work or whatever, you know, and you get cleaned up and you get dressed and shower, put on your makeup, whatever you're doing, and you have to get in the car, public transportation, you have to go to work and you have to do your job and you've got all that input. When you're getting ready for work, you might be watching the news or listening to the radio and whatever, but you have all this input. The volume of the outside world today is so remarkably loud. You know, you've got one political party blaming the other political party, blaming the other political party. You've got all that to contend with. You hear the local news, the weather, commercials, television, you know, people, all this stuff, all that remarkable volume on the course of a day. And the volume of the outside world, and lately it's becoming very, quite deafening, okay? So, you know, in the evening hours, when you can definitely, at least if you want to, you can turn down the volume of that outside world. You know, turn off the TV. You know, unplug the phone for a while and just allow yourself to be, you know, with yourself, by yourself, for yourself. So one of the ways to access your abilities is to turn down the volume of the outside world and turn up the volume of the inside world. You know, and believe it or not, today that's not easy to do. So you have to make a concerted effort to do so, you see. And if you don't, that's probably the number one, lesson number one on how to bring out your intuition. It's probably one of the most important things. You know, I mean, if you're trying to concentrate on something, the stereo's blaring, the TV's blaring, can you concentrate? No. You see? So it's something we have to do. And once you realize how to do that, there are ways you can actually do that, even though the volume is loud in the outside world. You can actually tone it down, or turn it down, and bring up the inside volume up. But the easiest way to start doing that is by doing it in the evening hours when the kids are asleep, and, you know, you got done watching TV or whatever, you take your phone off the hook, turn off your TV. If you want, put on some soft music. You know, and just allow yourself to be. You know, you don't have to think of anything particular. You know, in fact, it's very difficult today to quiet the mind. It's very difficult. I mean, how many of us can just sit there, close our eyes, and turn out, you know, and tune out, I guess you want to say, you know, and without having thoughts? You ever try to quiet your mind? It's not an easy thing to do because of so many things going on. Now, I'm not saying that people in earlier years didn't have their own worries and problems and their own outside world volume, but they did. But they didn't have so many avenues. They didn't have so many outlets. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have stereos. They didn't have, you know, television sets, you know, our forefathers. They didn't have TV sets. They didn't have, you know, like I said, all this mass communication. And they didn't have the stores and things to keep us busy and driving cars. You know, I mean, they basically... What did they do? Well, you know what? They came across our country in a horse and wagon and stage, you know, in wagons, covered wagons. And when they found the place they wanted to live, they built a little simple place to live. And what did they do? You know, they couldn't turn on TV. They couldn't call their neighbor on the phone, right? They couldn't hop in the car and go for a ride on the strip or whatever. They couldn't do any of that. They couldn't go shopping in the store, you know. So what they would do is, if they didn't grow their own food, I'm sure there was a general store in some towns, obviously. But in the evening hours, they communed, they talked, you know, they looked at the stars, they gazed at nature, you know, they told stories. So the imagination, the ability to imagine, that part of your mind was so, so high at that time. And today, there's not much left of the imagination. That's kind of sad. You know, I think it's one area of us that's kind of been given the back seat. Because everything is right there in front of you. It's right. It's like in your face. It's like an in-your-face society. And you want an example of that? I'll tell you what. There's a lot of stations, some radio stations, even some of the satellite stations have old-time radio shows. Try listening to one of those one night, like, you know, the old Shadows or whatever they are. You know, just close your eyes, turn down the lights, and listen to the old-time radio show. And if you before you know it, you start realizing that you're being forced inadvertently to visualize and to imagine what they're talking about in the air. Because they're trying to convey a story, and there was no visual thing to watch, they would have to express to the audience through, you know, words and sounds that would give your imagination a boost so you can visualize what you're listening to. It's a great exercise. I mean, it truly is a great exercise, and it's something that we can all do. You know, I mean, if you say, well, I'm not into old-time radio, well, you know what? There's some good ones that appeal to everybody. I mean, gosh, they got the old Long Rangers, and they got X-1. There's a lot of them. But just try it one time, and you'll see. You'll see. And once you start doing that, developing that, you'll say, my God, I haven't used my imagination in a long time. Because you don't realize it. You don't realize it. I mean, the hectic world we live in today. I mean, gosh, it's like, I just heard a thing on the news not too long ago that the American people are some of the hardest workers in the world, you know, and we do. We work the most hours, too, by the way. And why? Well, because we want to better ourselves, and obviously we got a lot of things that we need to do. So finding time to be by yourself is not easy. So, and I don't think people do this. We go on vacations. Oh, people relax on vacation. So unfortunately, too many people set up their itinerary, and they're trying to, you know, on their vacation, make sure they cover all the spots that they wanted to do on their vacation. And that's sad because are they enjoying their vacation? Are they following their schedule? You know? Go to just get in your car or whatever and just go to a place and just enjoy what you see. It's hard to do that. It's hard to be that free spirit today. But we can do it. It's not that, you know, we can do it. You just have to be, first of all, you have to put your mind to it and you have to decide that's what you want to do. You know? And I think it's something everybody should experience, even if it's just 1 hour a week to start. To be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself. We're taking your calls tonight at 8, for the people of the United States, it's 877, toll-free, 270-8714. Again, that's 877-270-8714. And for our friends in Canada, it is 888-228-4494. Those are our numbers. Now, I have been off the air for about 3 or 4 weeks because I had some things here. I had vacation. I hadn't taken a vacation in a couple of years, so I myself went on vacation, and I had some business I had to take care of. So I am back now, and I was on Channel 1. Now I'm on Channel 2, BBS Radio Channel 2. And it's a great format. It's a great avenue that the creators of BBS Radio, particularly Don Newsom, put together so that people like myself and other spiritual people and people who have something to say can offer our listening audience something the mainstream media never does. I mean, if you really stop to think about it, you know, the mainstream media is just, it's pre-digested news stories, and you only hear part of the news. You never hear it all. So here you have different avenues available to you through BBS Radio and all the hosts and all the stations that are available here, including music. So I think it's a remarkable format, and I'm very happy to be a part of it. Okay? So I want you to know that. Now, I also want to tell you also that we're all spiritual beings. I mean, we're considered like mighty spiritual beings. You know, there is a journey to get to the center. People believe that you live, you die, you go to heaven or hell, and if you're Catholic, we have purgatory and limbo. Well, you don't have limbo anymore. They did away with limbo, so they must have got a memo from God. Okay? But getting to God is a working process. I think it's rather arrogant to believe that one lifetime on this planet, one lifetime is going to give you enough knowledge to sit before the center, to sit before the Creator. Isn't that kind of interesting? It'd be like having your five-year-old entering kindergarten and trying to give them a college curriculum. Are they going to learn anything? No. Okay? Your soul learns too. And we're spiritual beings trying to understand what it's like to be human. And that's part of the journey that we must take. And we're given all the tools. We're given the greatest gift we're given by the center is free will. Okay? And everybody's given a lesson. There's no intuitive that can tell you what your lesson is. They might be able to tell you little bits and pieces, but that's your own commitment and your own contract between you and the center. All right? So you're given the lesson, and you're given all the tools. You know, you're given pretty much a free hand. You set up the game board. You set up the pieces. You know, children pick their parents. Parents never pick their children. And you try to go through, you know, the lesson you're supposed to learn. And let's say all of a sudden you pass on, and it says, okay, I passed on. Let me see. You got a report card. You get your grades. You know, I never thought that would happen. Gee, I didn't consider that. I never saw that one coming because free will reigns, you see. There's a lot of different paths that we walk. Some lead home and some don't. And this is part of the human experience. It's part of what we're trying to hear to learn. And so if you don't fulfill your lesson, oh boy, I didn't pass, so I got to come back and do it again. So trust me, you've lived before and you live again until you fulfill your lesson. Then you move on to the next level. You see, but it's not an easy thing. A dear friend of mine is Daniel Brinkley, who wrote the book Saved by the Light and A Peace in the Light. And he's a remarkable guy. And he says the same thing that I believe also, that the fact that the souls that choose to come to this planet are considered mighty spiritual warriors. We're considered like the A group, you know? And for some reason, we're having a very difficult time because this level planet, this Earth plane, is a level 4 planet. There are other level 4 planets in the universe, okay? And I call this one, you know, and they're all level 4s, and you can't transpose from one to the other. So if you've decided that this is a level 4 planet you're coming to, planet Earth, then your lessons will be here. You can't say, well, I don't want, let me try planet four over there. You know, can't do that. Okay? So this is the level four planet you pick, and we try to get through it. And this is a very enticing planet. It's very difficult to get through. There are easier level four planets, that's true. It's hard to get through. There's a lot of too many things. There's a lot of things that entice us here. There's a lot of enticements here. I mean, look around. You see them all. You know, people, objects, places, things. A lot of things that distract us. A lot of things that keep us kind of scattered sometimes. So, you know, the lessons here are tough. They're hard. It's like the A group. It's hard to get through. Eventually, we do. You know, and we move on. Now, another fascinating thing that I've been trying to see on an intuitive level. You know, there are over 6 billion souls on this level four planet, the most ever. And I believe we're here to witness something. Unfortunately, I can't see clearly what it is. Some people say, you know, the 2012, the Mayan calendar. Well, I do know there's going to be a paradigm shift, and a lot of intuitives know that also. I do not see the destruction of the Earth in 2012, absolutely not. But I do see a major paradigm shift. You know, and I look at people today, and trust me, I talk to people all over the world, but let's just focus on America, let's say the North American continent. There are a lot of people here that are becoming angry and disillusioned and upset and worried about all the things that are going on. And people sometimes have a sense of helplessness. Well, what can I do? I'm just one person. Well, you know what? If you say that, nothing's going to happen. You know, we're interconnected with each other. I mean, 97% of us are from the same family. You know, we're basically good people. We just have to sift through the garbage and find out what the real stuff is. And you know what? That's a very difficult treasure hunt today. I mean, there's blogs out there, there's internet news, there's regular mainstream media, there's alternative media. And you say, God, how do you know what's real? Ah, well, you have to use your intuition. You have to use your own spiritual abilities. You know, if you go by your logic on something like that, you're going to base your decision on that, of what you come to know and listen to and read. But if you use your spiritual side or your intuitive side, it doesn't matter. You'll pick up on what it really is. And there are powers out there, trust me, that they do not want you to have that ability. Okay? They do not want you to have that ability. So you'll find a lot of people say, well, it's not real. You can't prove it in a laboratory. Oh, there's no such thing as psychic ability. You can't prove it in a laboratory. When all the major governments of the world are definitely doing research on the intuitive side of life, you know? And science kind of makes me chuckle, because there are things that science accepts, and they can't prove it. There are medications. Believe it or not, there are medications out there that science doesn't know exactly how they work, but they work. They don't know exactly how, but they accept them anyway. I mean, you know, scientists know what electricity does. They do not know what electricity is. That's a fact. Scientists know what gravity does. They really don't know what gravity is. They've got theories abound, but they don't really know. Those are just two interesting examples. Another thing, you know that when our eyes, our vision, we see in three dimension. Okay, when we look around, we see in three dimension. Yet, neurologically, our brains are wired for only two dimension. I have no idea, logically, why we see in three dimension. So, you know, science, there's a lot of things they know, but they accept. So why can't they accept intuition? Well, you can't prove it is sustainable. Oh, yes, they can. You know, I just think that they don't want actually people to know, because I think it's one form of communication that we have, an interconnectedness that could possibly bring everyone together in mass scale and would not be the outcome that certain people in power would like to see. So they keep us in the dark and feed us a lot of baloney. You know, there's that old adage about mushrooms, which I'm not going to say on the air. I'm sure you've all heard it. Our call-in numbers today, by the way, our USA is 877-270-8714. For the people of the United States, that's 877-270-8714. And for our friends in Canada, it is 888-228-4494. Gee, come on, give me a call. I hope I'm getting out. Maybe I'm talking and you guys aren't hearing me. Anyway, we also have direct lines. So for the United States, if you ever wanted to call in direct, the phone number here, there is an area code 530-413-4515. That's 530-413-4515. And for our friends in Canada, the toll-free line is 888-228-4494. And the direct line for for our friends in Canada is area code 530-413-4511. Okay, those are our two, actually there are four numbers, two for the U.S. and two for Canada. Okay, we also have a line three, but I don't need to give that out because I'm not getting calls on the others. But anyway, I have been in broadcasting on radio and television, like I said, since 1985, and believe it or not, I have degrees in robotics engineering, and I have degrees in music. So I was working one day, believe it or not, on a military project at a company, and the maintenance guy didn't show up for work that day, and one of the managers said, Joe, can you go up and change the light bulb? So I got this brand new ladder. It was a brand new 10-foot ladder. It was supposed to be brand new. It was brand new. And I went up the ladder, and of course I didn't go on the top step. I'm not stupid. And it wasn't that high a ceiling, and I was changing it for less than bulb. And for some bizarre reason, the bottom foot of the one ladder just kind of bent and gave in. And I'm not really heavy guy. I'm chubby, but I think there was like a 300-pound ladder, and I wasn't anywhere near that. I mean, I wasn't even 200 pounds. And there was a defect. Well, anyway, I fell and herniated 3 discs in my back, and I wound up in a hospital in Chicago and undergoing therapy because, I wound up herniating 3 discs, and I'm laying back feeling sorry for myself. And I was listening to a radio show in Chicago, and the host was a gentleman by the name of Chuck Britton. And in between music, he said, if we had any street psychics out there, tell me what I lost. I'll give you tickets to go see this group, Genesis. And I love Genesis. I think they're a great group, at least back then. And so I'm laying in my hospital bed, and I'm going, and I had a phone, of course, so they got the number. And I called him, and the producer answered the phone, and he says, okay, what did he lose? I said, well, sunglasses is one thing. I said, well, he always talks about those things. You got ready to hang up on me. He said, no, don't hang up. I said, the other thing is he really didn't lose it. And he goes, what are you talking about? I said, he swallowed a temporary cap in his tooth. And the guy said, who is this? And I said, Joe Who. And he said, yeah. I mean, he said, who is this? And I said, Joe. And he said, Joe Who. And I said, yes. And the name was given to me even before then. You see, so I found that to be very interesting. And he says, well, gee, Joe, will you want to talk to, hold on. And of course, I talked to the host of the show. And he thought I knew him or I knew somebody. He said, no, I've never met you. I'm in a rehab clinic in a hospital, in Chicago. And you swallowed a temporary cap in your tooth. So he said, wow, can you come down? When are you getting out of the hospital? I was getting out in a couple of days. And he said, all right, why don't you come down to the studio? And we'll get your tickets. And it was late night, so he was on after midnight. It was one night I couldn't sleep. So I think it was 2 or 3 days later, I went down to the studio. Obviously, when he was there, the security let me in. And I got to meet this gentleman, Chuck Britton, and he gave me my tickets to see Genesis, and he asked me if I wanted to take some calls. And I said, sure. And that's what started a career of something that I thought, to me it was no big deal because I grew up with it, I never, in my wildest dreams, ever thought it'd ever be on the radio. Ever, ever, ever. I mean, it was like not in my thinking. It was, Joe, who was in robotics, and that's what Joe was going to do. And it was the funniest, most amazing thing about that. It was such a remarkable journey, has been since that time. And I wouldn't change anything. I have met many, many, many people from all walks of life, from all over the world. And the one thing, and I learn too, as I do this, I learn more and more and more. And you know what's funny? 97% of people in the world are really good people. 3% are evil. Now, when I say really good people, it doesn't mean, bad and good people. You do bad things, you do good things. There's only one perfect being that I know of right now. But, 7% of us are basically good people. 3% are what I consider evil. I mean, pure evil. Not just bad, I mean evil. And unfortunately, a lot of these people are in places of power. And if you think about the world population numbers, 3% is well over 200 million people or souls. And a lot of times, these souls are in places of power and authority or clandestine. And I think those 3% play havoc on the rest. And we're kept scattered by that. Evil, one of the things evil, what does evil do most of all? It deceives, keeps you scattered. Every time, you ever notice how we try to, anytime we start focusing on something, let's say the government, okay? Let's say we start focusing on our government or any government, and more and more people start to focus on it, and all of a sudden, something thrown at us to divert our attention. You see? I mean, that's just a really heavy example. But it happens on a very small scale, too. The point is, it happens. And another amazing thing right now is that there are sides being gathered right now, and a lot of intuitive people will tell you this, that bad lines are being drawn, and there is definitely a battle between good and evil. And of course, you know, we'll win, good will win, but it's not going to be easy. We've got some way to go, and will it culminate in 2012? Excuse me. No, I don't think so. I think a major paradigm shift will happen in 2012 that will help a great deal. A great deal. You know, I mean, gee whiz. Look at all the UFO phenomenon that's out there, okay? Now, of course, there are those people say, oh, no, those are swamp gas lights, and this and that and that and the other. I mean, I don't know how many people heard of the UFO that was seen by hundreds of people at O'Hare Field. You know how big O'Hare International Airport is? Trust me, it's a very large airport. And there's many pictures, even from cell phones, of this object in the sky. And their explanation, and this cracks me up, their explanation is, not far from O'Hare, there's a Route 45 road, and they have billboards. And one of their explanations was, well, they're a reflection of the billboards on the highway. I was drinking my coffee when I heard that, and I almost choked. Because it's the biggest joke in the world. And anyway, you heard a little bit about it, and they got hushed up. And, of course, all the twisters came around, you know, and twisted the whole story and this, that, and the other. I mean, this was seen by pilots. These are experienced people who have got years of flying these jets. And people that have, you know, worked at O'Hare, plus many, many people. And so why? Okay, why don't they just come out and say, well, yeah, it wasn't the UFO. We have no idea what it was. Instead of making some ridiculous excuse. Ah, what's behind that? What's behind that? I find that very interesting. And I think that you should also consider that same thing. Why? You know, just like with a crop circle. Now, granted, there are crop circles that are done by human beings, and they know, and there are crop circles that they have no explanation for. I remember when they first, and by the way, they have evidence of crop circles going back to, gosh, hundreds of years. You know, they used to, they called it the Devil Circles or something, I forget, in an old English newspaper from the 1700s. But the true crop circles have some remarkable, bizarre anomalies that, you know, crop circles done by humans don't. First of all, I'll give you an example. You know, when the, let's say it's whatever the crop is, it's not broken at the base. It's actually bent at a 90-degree angle, almost like it was grown that way. And plants have something called nodules, which every so many inches of the plant is like a little nodule, you know, part of just the natural plant process. And a lot of them are exploded, like they were superheated. Now, what would cause that? Not two guys with a board and a rope walking around in a circle pushing down the crop. And when they did research on the seeds taken from these, the seeds germinated 10 times faster and grew 10 times faster. No explanation. But you'll rarely hear, if at all, hear this on regular mainstream media. But on some of the alternative sites and alternative shows and doing your own research, you'll absolutely know that this is going on. When there's pictures, photographs, the whole bit. You see? So what I'm basically saying is that there is a concerted effort to keep us in the dark about a lot of things. Aren't you tired of that? I'm sure as heck tired of it. You know? Okay, you know what? I mean, it's crazy. It's ludicrous, some of the stuff. It's just, and I know we're more intelligent than that. You know, I mean, look at the politicians. This one says that. That one says this. You know, what's funny? Most of the politicians have law degrees. You know? You ever see these guys in court? You know, you got the prosecuting attorney, you got the defense attorney, right? They're both giving their version of what happened with the crime. You know, they're remarkably opposite, aren't they? It depends on who tells a better story, who wins. And the most amazing thing is these guys like to hate each other in court, but when they get out their courtroom, hey, how you doing? Go to lunch. They're buddies. They're pals. Same thing. Democrats, Republicans, doesn't matter. It's the same. And so remember, you know, it is our will that they have to abide by. Not tell us what we're going to get, and that's too bad. And we've become complacent, and that's what really scares me most of all. We become complacent. Here's another thing. I've been telling people, my gosh, ever since I've been on the air, that fluoride in the water is not a good thing. Okay, it's definitely not a good thing. And you know what? Joe, you're crazy. Nope, you ask any good dentist. The number one cause of tooth decay is dry mouth. Fluoride doesn't do anything for your teeth. Okay? It's a fluorine compound. So it's Prozac and Zoloft. Hitler experimented during the war with fluoride in the water to subdue crowds. Okay? And now a bunch of scientists just came out, I think it was a couple weeks ago I heard it, that fluoride is not that good for you. Well, no kidding. It's a deadly poison. You know? That's not good for you at all. And by the way, it has a tendency to leach calcium out of your bones. So women, think about that. If you don't believe me, fine, next time you're on the computer on a search engine, put in fluoride poisoning and do a little research on that. I know at least 300 dentists who will not give those treatments. And if you understand the research of why they started in the first place, it has nothing to do with teeth. It has to do with nuclear experimentation, development, let me put it that way. See? So there's so much information out there that we're never told. And we've become too complacent or either lazy, I can't figure out what it is, that we don't want to go do the research ourselves and, you know, do a little bookwork. You know, put our minds, you know, instead of watching, the television, which could have been a remarkable educational tool, has now become a great babysitter. And don't get me wrong, there are some shows I watch, okay? There are some shows I watch. I'll watch something on the Discovery Channel, sometimes the History Channel, but lately some of the things on the History Channel, I want to call it the Revisionist History Channel, but there are some shows I watch. I understand that. But, you know, for the most part, though, there's so much more available to exercise your brain, to learn and to gain knowledge that I think, you know, that we all need to do more of. And like I said, as far as bringing out our own intuition and our own spirituality, we're all spiritual beings. I mean, whether you believe it or not, you are. You know, it's not religion. I mean, you know, religion, first of all religion is man-made. Okay? You know, religion is made by man. Your faith is internal. You know, I mean, I think religion is like a coat you wear. And don't misunderstand me. I'm not condemning religion. You know, but your faith is what's going to hold you, not your religion. How many people you know go to church or, you know, services every week, and, you know, and they're idiots the rest of the week? You see? Or how about the person that you know that doesn't really go to a building to worship, you know, but he's a great guy and he's great to his family and he worships his own way. You see? So it's what's inside you. It's your internal faith. And that's part of your spirituality, that internal energy that we have. That, you know, I always tell people that food keeps your body alive, okay? Your life force keeps your soul. Your soul keeps your life force alive. You see? And if you believe that, you know, you just have one lifetime to live, well, you're sadly mistaken, and what a waste it would be, you know? It's a tremendous journey we go through. It's a remarkable progress, a progression. And it's really, boy, I'm at a loss for words. Not too long ago, I had a passing of a family. My brother-in-law passed away. Great guy. Passed away years before his time, but he did. And, you know, I went to the wake, and I went to the funeral, and I saw people crying, and of course I cried a little bit, but then I stopped realizing, wait a minute, he's fine. What am I crying for? I'm crying for my sister. I'm crying for myself. I'm crying, you know, he's fine. He's unencumbered. He's a free spirit. You know, he's checking up on, you know, lost friends and missed connections that people have gone on before him. You know? And what I'm looking at, you know, at the wake, and, you know, and is, he's not there. That's just a shell. He's gone. He's out there being unencumbered. You know, and if you have a loved one that passes on because of a horrible disease, well, they're all of a sudden it's like, oh, God, I'm free. You know, so it's an amazing journey we're on, you know, as spiritual beings, as people, if you will. You know, and by the way, let's talk a little bit about reincarnation. You know, there's times you'll come here as a woman and times you'll come here as a man. That's your choice, you see? So if you think, well, I've never been a woman or I've never been a man, well, no, not true. You have been. Because to learn to learn on level 4 all the experiential things, there are times you have to, you know, to learn it, you have to be a woman at one time, or to learn, you have to be a man at one time. Now, there are some faiths, some religions, that believe in transmigratory reincarnation. In other words, you start out as a lowly, you know, what's the word I want, creature, insect, or whatever, and then through incarnations, you work into becoming a human, all right? Horse, bird, animal, human. And I have talked to well over, thousands upon thousands of people in my career. And even though I don't doubt this, I have never had anyone sit in my office or that I had a session with that I ever saw any part of them that was an animal at one time. So I believe that the human spirit or human soul is indicative only of human beings. That's not to say that animals do not have their own souls, their own life forces. Of course they do. They're sentient beings. You know, I mean, look at your dog or your pet or your cat. You know, there's no one who owns a pet can say they're pretty much automatic and they don't really have any emotion. Baloney. I know many people, you know, their cats have gotten angry at them. I know people whose their dogs have gotten angry at them. I know people whose horses have gotten angry at them, you know. All right, so they show emotions. They're sentient. Porpoises, whales, they're sentient. You know, so, but they have their own life force, which is indicative of them. I find that all very, very fascinating. Like I said, until I see someone intuitively that I can see was something else before human, then, you know, I don't doubt it. I've just never seen it. Okay? So my beliefs are based on the knowledge of, and I could say thousands upon thousands of people. I've never seen that happen. Yeah, I just never have. So, you know, the human spirit, the human soul is only indicative of human beings. Not even angels have souls. You know, they're seraphim. Now, doggies have souls. Cats have souls, you know, but different. Different. And do they move on? Probably. Do they reincarnate? That's one question I can't answer. I don't doubt it. Well, you know what? That's interesting. I believe that dogs and cats and animals that have aligned themselves to humans. Okay? Dogs have aligned themselves to humans. Cats have aligned themselves to humans, you know. I think those would definitely reincarnate. As far as rabbits, you know, and little things like that, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it. It's just part of the progression. And, you know, our planet's going around our sun, our sun's going around our solar system's going around our galaxy's going around the universe. And so our Earth, you know, the Earth plane that we're on, we're coming in and out of all different kind of energies that scientists don't know. I mean, everybody's talking about global warming today. Global warming, it's caused by man, it's caused by man. The reality, my friends, is man has an infinitesimal, if any, effect on the weather. That's going to be what they're seeing. But the sun does, absolutely. Also, the position of our solar system and our galaxy and our universe, coming in and out of energies we're not, you know, scientists know there's dark matter and dark energy, and it's mostly what's in space, but they can't identify what the heck it is, they just know it's there. You know, the ice caps on Mars have melted over 10 feet in the past 2 years. You know, was it from people on the Earth causing it? No, it's not. So I think it's cyclical, cycles. See, it's just, like I said, and then it makes you sit there and realize, if you look out in the stars and you're gazing, you know, out in a clear sky at night, just how infinitesimal, you know, we are as part of a vast, vast picture. I mean, it's incomprehensible. My brain can't even put my brain around it. It's so difficult. Reminds me of, you guys remember Horton Hears a Who? It was Dr. Seuss's little show about Horton Hears a Who, and it was a little elephant who found this it looked like a dandelion. You know, when the dandelion had a big flower, they had the little flower, and on there he heard a little civilization. And actually, there was on this little dandelion flower was a whole universe, a whole planet with people. You know, and it was kind of interesting. And at the end of it, that little, you know, life planet on this little flower, this little speck on this flower, and all of a sudden they heard something, and it was something else even smaller. Something, what did he have his handle on? What did he have a handle on that? It's just remarkable.
Hello?
It's just remarkable. I think maybe the phones are down because I don't seem to be getting any calls. I'll give out our numbers one more time. Our phone number is 877-270-8714 for the people in the United States. It's 877-270-8714. And the direct line for the United States is area code 530-413-4515. Okay? And for our friends in Canada, our toll-free number is 1-888-228-4494. That is 888-228-4494. And the direct line for people who want to call directly from Canada, that is area code 530-413-4511. And by the way, I also have a website. And my website is www.johu.com. And it's all one word. So it's www.johu, which is J-O-E-W-H-O.com. I also do a show on that also on Wednesday evenings. Same as this. It's a call-in show. So you're welcome to listen, and the archives and all that are available to you to listen to also. If you'd like to call my office to set up an appointment for your own session, you can call me at area code 815-498-9065. Again, my office number is 815-498-9065. Okay. And I think we might have a problem because I'm hearing some other voices coming through the telephone. It's kind of a little bit distracting tonight. So I apologize for that. I don't know if my audience can hear it or not, but I can hear it coming over the phone. And it's a little distracting. But anyway, my friends, you know, as we go further into this year, there's a lot of things going on in the world today, and some good, some bad, obviously. And like I said, you know, there are signs being drawn. And the most amazing thing is that this is going to accelerate before it gets better. But you need to know, you all need to know that, you know, the good people will win. There'll be some interesting sacrifices we have to make, but we will win. I want you to understand that. You know, and, you know, remember your neighbors and remember your friends. We got to stick together. Gosh, can you picture if we all come together, or even just, God, 10% of us can come together with one set mind to affect change? Can we do it? Absolutely. You know, you hear the phrase, powers in numbers? That's true. You know, let's say if everybody, 10% of the people or 50% of the people at one specific time in the evening all use their intuition or just their, you know, their inside, their internal side to project, let's say, good thoughts, you know, would it have an effect? Absolutely it would have an effect. And there are those out there who know this, so they try to keep us scattered. You know, I'm not a paranoid personality. It has nothing to do with paranoia. It's just the way it is. Trust me, it's just the way it is. Not too many things impress me anymore, you know. What impresses me most are people. They impress me the most. I love people. I really do care for you, you know. I mean, am I impressed by gadgets? Yeah, you know, I'm lucky. You know what? I got to tell you something. You know these cell phones today? I mean, they take pictures, they record movies, games, the internet, all that stuff. I just want mine to ring so I can answer it. And I've got, and obviously I have to have a cell phone. I don't want one. You know, it's funny. I forget it more than I use it. But when I drive, I keep it with me just in case the car breaks down. That's one good thing. And I pull off the road. There's no way I can talk on the phone and drive. I don't do that. But you know, they're so complicated today. It's like, what? You know, and it's not that I'm gadget illiterate. I am not. You know, what's wrong with just having a regular old cell phone? Just to call somebody. You know, I could never understand text messages. Call them. Why do you want to sit there on a keyboard typing all these little words when you just call them and leave them a voicemail? To me, that's easier. You know? Well, there are phones now that's got a complete keyboard on them, right? You know, just like a typewriter or a keyboard on your computer. But what about the people who can send text messages with the regular phones with, you know, the numbers and the ABC? You know, how good they have to be to do that? Oh, give me a break. I'll just call and leave a message. It's just easier for me to do that. And there's a lot of us like that. Do I like technology? Sure I do. Do I let it control me? No. No. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. Will I ever master some of this stuff? No. No, No. You know, but the kids today, I mean, gosh, look at, my listeners out there have small children in first and second grade. They probably know more about computers than you do. It's amazing the kids, the way the learning curve is today. The one thing that bothers me, though, children can no longer be children. They're having a harder time being children. I heard that there are some states, well, there's many states now, that don't allow kids to play tag during recess because they're chasing each other. Okay. Well, then they're also talking about kids are getting obese. Well, no kidding. If they can't run in the playground, what the heck? They're going to fall down and skin themselves. I mean, that's part of growing up. You know, they're making us like, I don't know what they're doing. You know, I mean, if you can't play in the playground, what? Yeah. Oh, there's schools that say you can't. Yeah, you can't play tag. They did away with playground equipment because they're afraid to get hurt. In some places, they eliminated recess. You know, they can sit and, you know, they have recess in the class, sit down and relax. You know what? Go out and play. Get some of that energy out. Don't you remember when you were kids? Were you able to sit still for very long when you were a kid? You had all this energy. It's part of, you know, building up your bones and your muscles. Go out and play, and you're gonna argue with some friends. You might get into a little fight. That's part of the human experience. You know, you got to fall down and skin your knees to know what life is about. God, it's not a sterile world we live in. Why are they trying to make it that way? Why are they trying to make it that way? You know, that's crazy. You know, I mean, you pay school taxes. You know, you pay all this money, and you pay school taxes and your real estate tax. Look how much your next time you get a tax bill. Look how much goes for education. You should have some say in what they're doing. Man, let kids be kids. Gosh, they got the rest of their life to grow up. I think being a child is an important factor in development and growing up, learning the nuances of humans and of your body. You know, you're going to run the playground, fine. You're going to play tag, fine. You're getting fights, fine. That's part of what it is. Doesn't that bother any of you guys? It bothers me. You know, it bothers me. I don't know. It's just something that I find. It's an anathema to me. I don't understand it. I don't understand the logic of it. You know, what you know what they do? They chase each other. Well, kids do. They play. I mean, that's what kids do. That's part of playing. You know, that's part of playing. And some places now have these sports where there's no winners or losers. Well, that's not right either. Remember they instituted that about some, I forgot how many years ago. Well, you know, they don't keep score, there's no winners or losers. And then they realize later in life that it's causing a major problem. These people realize they made a big mistake because it doesn't allow the human psyche to become competitive. And when you're competitive, that's when you excel. That's what makes change. That's what makes new inventions, competition. See? We're spiritual beings who are being held down. And you have to look at who's holding us down and why. But more importantly, why are we allowing it? Why are we allowing it? You know, gee whiz. I remember when I was in first grade, I spent Easter in first grade in the hospital because I broke my leg. Why? Because I was running on the playground, but I broke my leg. Big deal. You know, I was clumsy. I still am clumsy, actually. But it's my fault because I ran into a parked car. Duh. Okay? Can't blame my mom for that. Can't blame the school for that. It was me. It was my stupidity. But I was a kid. You know? Well, you know what? So it happens. But that's part of growing up. You know, we don't live in a sterile world. Stop trying to make it one. You know, that's the ends of that are not healthy. The outcome of that is going to be something very negative. So you know what? Tell your school, hey, I want the playground. I want the kids to play tag, you know, and softball and baseball, whatever they're doing, you know? And yes, there are winners and losers because that's what life is on this plane. On this level four, this is not a utopia. There are winners and losers. That's part of the experiential beings that we are and part of the things we need to learn. You know? No matter how good you think you are, there's always someone better. No matter how bad you think you are, there's always someone worse. It's all a sliding scale. That's why we're individuals, you know? When people come to me for appointments, I hear some of the same things over and over again, you know? That's not unique, but what makes it unique is that it's, you know, Jim came to me, or Susan came to me, or Marilyn came to me, or Michelle came to me, or Robert came to me, or Thomas came to me. And even though they all had the same similar situation they wanted to talk about or wanted me to look at intuitively, what made it unique was their own individual world. All the nuances that made those people different. And you know what? We're the same. We're part of the same family, 97% of us. But there's so many things that make us different from each other. And that's part of spirituality and the human psyche. You see? But the thing is, we need to take more charge of who we are. We need to be more demanding of what we want. You know? And what's good for the collective, not what's good for the few. What's good for all of us. I mean, obviously, I don't want war. You don't want war, but I don't want to be beholden to another country. I enjoy my freedom, and there are powers in our own system that are trying to take our freedom away from us under the guise of telling us they're going to give us this, and you know darn well if you do a little research, it's not true. And I find that very frightening because people are either not seeing it or they're not looking at it or they don't believe it or they're just letting it go. You know? It's all kinds of things. Something as that. Simple as that. And there are concerted efforts. You know, I hear a lot of the people say, well, America's hated all over the world. Well, if that's the case, why do so many people want to come here? Are they hated because they're jealous? What do they hate us for? Oh, our politics. No, it's not our politics. You know? We don't do some of the stuff that you see going on in the world today. You know, we don't do that. American people don't do that. On the whole, we don't do that. So we have an awful lot to contend with on a day-to-day level, my friend. We really have so much that we have to deal with. Just an amazing You know, if you're a mom and you're a dad, you know, you've got your children, you know, you've got your family, your friends, your extended family, your community, your town, your community, your city, your state, your country, your world. There's a lot of things here that we're directly or indirectly responsible for and we should be in care of. You know? And that's a lot of stuff to do. But the one thing, number one thing we need to do is get inside yourself and look at what you really are and who you really are. And you'll find that the things that are most important can be the simplest of all. And yet, they can be hard to attain because of outside influences. That's a very interesting set of problems. Can you do it? Absolutely. Start small. You know, if you take big steps, you try to take a giant step and you say, oh, well, I tried. Well, you know what? That's baloney because, you know what? Taking giant steps is remarkably hard. Taking smaller steps is easier. So start taking smaller steps. One of the first smallest steps you take is to be with yourself, by yourself, for yourself. Even if you do it maybe an hour a week, you know, you come home from work, I know you're tired, you know, you ate dinner, you know, just, you know, and then maybe you've got the kids to deal with, help them with their homework, you know, you hear what's going on, you know, honey, what'd you do at work today, you know, darling, what'd you do at work yesterday or today, you know, children did homework, and when that's all done, and it's this quiet time, you know, just allow yourself to be. Just allow yourself to be. That's not too tough, is it? I hope not. But you'd be surprised. It may be difficult to do that at first. Oh, you know what's a good exercise? You know, because we're energy beings, you know, we're spiritual beings, people transfer energy back and forth all day long. Okay? Negative, positive, doesn't matter. Doesn't mean they're bad people, just negative energy. You know, bad situations, bad timing, bad cycles. So you come home from work. I don't know if you shower in the morning or if you shower in the evening. Whenever you shower, you know, you of course, you're lathering yourself off, you know, before you send that streaming water. And you should do this visualization, not imagination, but visualization. Visualize it in your mind's eye. As you rinse off the soap and all the you know, the dirty, the scum from the day or whatever, you're cleaning your body. As you wash off, rinse off the soap, you're also visualizing that you're washing off all the negativity that you've accumulated that's kind of stuck to you. You're visualizing that flowing down the drain along with the soapy water, along with the soap, because you're being cleansed of that too. Everybody should do that. Everybody should do that. You visualize it, and believe it or not, it'll become second nature to you. Is it real? Absolutely. Absolutely it's real. It's something that we should do. You know? Now, I'm going to do this again next week. At I was on Channel 1, and I was on at 5 p.m. Western Pacific Time, but now I'm on Channel 2, and my show starts at 4:30 Pacific Time, Midwest Time. Boy, let's see, 4:30 California Time, 3:30 Mountain Time. No, I'm sorry, take that back. It's 4:30 California Time, 5:30 Mountain Time, 6:30 Central Time, and 7:30 Eastern Time. That's my new hours. And by the way, we're going to turn our clocks back again, too. I don't like that. I don't know about anybody else. I don't like that. Why don't we just leave the time alone? You know? Days are getting shorter. I don't like that either. I like the daylight. But anyway. So pretty soon Halloween will be here, and before you know it, Thanksgiving and Christmas. You ever notice that? How fast the time is going? It's funny. For some reason, the older we get, the faster the time goes. And I've heard all kinds of theories about that. I just know, doesn't matter what the theories are, it's happening. And I don't sleep any less. I mean, I only sleep about 6 hours a night. Just going faster. Things are accelerated. That's why we need to sometimes sit back and slow down just a little bit. I thank you for listening. And by the way, my website is johoo.com. So it's www.joewho, it's all one word, .com. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, you can call my office by dialing area code 815-498-9065. That's 815-498-9065. And I thank you so very, very much for listening. And I don't know if there's problems with the phones or not. I really don't know. I do know that I kept hearing some other voices on my link here. And it may just be the lines. But if you don't call in this week, please call in next week. Part of what I do is interact with you. It's an interactive show. Okay, I need to talk to you. All right, my friends? I love you all so very, very much. Remember, we're really all part of the same family, and we have to start taking care of each other. And we have to start being more aware, you know? And that's funny, because there will always be somebody who will try to divert your attention. There will always be somebody who will try to show you, if you want to look right, there will somebody say, no, don't look right, look left. You know what? Maintain your individuality. Maintain who you are. I love you all so very, very much. Have a good evening. Good night.